I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington. Now that the Interior Department has claimed responsibility for letting the fires get out of control, the residents of New Mexico are turning to a more personal question. When do they get reimbursed? As New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson noted, this was not some unforeseeable act of God, but the result of human error, which means the government has to act quickly.
If you or I got hit by an automobile and it was their fault, we would want to be compensated right now, and we'd want to be made whole right now. Well, Los Alamos has been hit by an 18-wheeler, and the government was driving that 18-wheeler, and they want to get compensated right now.
But the question of who will pay back the residents and how quickly is a lot more complicated than you would think. Jay Tidmarsh defended the government against these kinds of claims when he worked at the Justice Department and now teaches law at Notre Dame.
It is entirely possible that the government, having made the decision to set the fire, would not be responsible for paying the residents. The reason is that the government still maintains some of its sovereign immunity, some of its ability not to be sued, when the government is exercising policy judgment, and that judgment is what ends up causing harm to individuals.
In this case, the policy is that it's a good thing to set controlled fires to clear out the underbrush in a forest, even though they may burn down a town. Lawyers say even if the Department of Interior wants to reimburse residents for the damage it caused, the Justice Department may not let it and could fight any claim that the residents make. But Victor Schwartz, an attorney and expert on suing the government, says the preliminary report may create some fodder for a lawsuit if the residents can show that the government violated its own policy and procedures.
The needle in the haystack to get liability is finding that the government didn't follow one of its own rules. That's the key to the success in this case.
How hard is that?
Well, in this case, it may not be that hard. There may be, contained in this report, instances where the government didn't follow its own rule book.
For example, the report admits that Park Service employees miscalculated as to how hazardous the fire might become. They didn't take into proper account the slope of the hills or the type of fuels in the area. But Schwartz says even blatant violations may not mean the government is liable, since the victims would have to show that a specific violation led to the fire. Even when the government admits liability, injured parties can have a difficult time getting paid back. Last year, the Bureau of Land Management, which is also part of the Interior Department, set off a controlled fire that eventually burned down 23 homes in Northern California. Rodney Robinson says his home, swimming pool, several classic cars, and many antiques were destroyed. Now, 11 months later, Robinson says,
"They haven't given me any money at all."
He doesn't know anyone who has been reimbursed. He says the government adjusters keep denying their claims or cutting them in half, and now he plans to sue for what he says is the full amount. When he hears the government making promises to the residents of New Mexico, Robinson is a bit skeptical.
They're telling them people the same thing they told us when we got burnt out. Same identical thing. And they're going to get them people's hopes all up, and then they're going to get really a big letdown. And that's what's sad about the whole thing, because I know what they're going through.
Meanwhile, the administration says it's probably quicker and easier to have Congress appropriate the money than for the Interior Department to pay the victims back directly. That's what happened in 1976 when the Teton Dam burst and flooded 4,000 homes in Idaho. In that case, the money was granted in 3 months. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.